This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. In 2017, a new Broadway musical, Dear Evan Hansen, was nominated for 9 Tony Awards. It won 6, including Best Musical, and that was more wins than any other show that year. The show revolves around Evan Hansen, who is a teenager with social anxiety in the midst of the intense world of high school and some decisions that he makes, some lies he tells, and a lot of his life goes viral. Listen to some of the lyrics in the song, You Will Be Found.
Have you seen this? Someone put a video of your speech online.
My speech?
People started sharing it, I guess. And now, I mean, Connor is
Your
everywhere.
Speech is everywhere. This morning, the Connor Project page, it only had 56 people following.
Well, how many does it have now?
4,582.
I don't understand. What happened?
You did. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown.
Oh my God. Everybody needs to see this.
Every time that you call.
If you only say the word,
take 5 minutes.
This will make your day.
From across the silence, your voice is heard.
The depths of this story go beyond whatever your ideas might be about high school or teenage emotions or viral video and social media. I am so happy to welcome the actors who are Evan Hansen and his mom, Heidi. They are from our touring show. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having us.
So Stephen Christopher Anthony is Evan Hansen and Jessica E. Sherman is his mom, Heidi.
Hi.
As you're taking the show across the country, how new is this musical to people? How aware are they of it?
We're seeing a lot of fans of the music, people who have listened to the album religiously over and over again. They know every single word. I think what's really cool is that a lot of people haven't seen the show in context yet. So while they're very familiar with the songs, seeing the way that they tie into the little twists and turns that the plot takes, I think has been the coolest part. That's very new to them.
Ben Platt had your role, Stephen, from the very first reading of the show. And I think a lot of what Evan Hansen as a character became was shaped and delivered by him. So tell me about studying that and finding your own way with this character.
Yeah, that's been a particular challenge. I'm such a huge fan of Ben's. I thought his work in the show was absolutely incredible. I got to see it early on in the show, and I was a fan of the show before I became a part of it. One of the first things that they said to me in my audition process was stop, quote unquote, doing Ben Platt. Stop giving us Ben Platt. Show us something true about Stephen. And I think that's been a huge lesson for me in this show in particular, and hopefully something I'll take into my next work, because it has to be so personal. The show is so intimate. It's so raw that the second I start doing an imitation of Ben Platt, I've lost all authenticity. And I think the authenticity is the most important thing. So
what did that mean to you? This character is a high school senior. He has social anxiety. He's trying desperately to be seen and be found. And then he makes some enormous mistakes in that fishbowl of the high school world.
Mm-hmm.
What's the part of Stephen that you needed to connect with for that character?
I mean, I think we've all struggled before. Who hasn't been in a place before where you've said, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. I don't know how anyone could possibly understand what I'm going through. It was about finding those moments in my life where I've felt there and finding a way to be comfortable enough to share them. And I will say I'm so glad that this came into my life when it did. I think, you know, life has a plan and a timeline for things. And this show happened to me at a time in my life where, you know, about 2 years before this, 3 years before this, I decided to start doing therapy myself and talking to someone once a week. And I realized there was all this stuff in my life I hadn't dealt with. And I think this show came to me at a time where I'd finally really gotten healthy with those things and, like, really taken a hard look at my life and the things that I wasn't comfortable with facing before. And I think only because I came to a place where I was really healthy with them, now I'm able to share them. And that's kind of the whole message of the show is only by being able to talk about what we're going through and talk about our difficulties are we able to grow and are we able to help others.
Hmm. Stephen Christopher Anthony is Evan Hansen in Dear Evan Hansen, which opens tonight. Jesse, you are his mom. You're Heidi. I could ask you the same question. I feel like we need to fill in a little bit of the story of the show for people who might say, oh, I've heard of it. I've heard it's really great. I really don't know what it's about.
That's a good start.
Honestly, the commercials don't say a lot about what it is either.
Yeah, it's a tricky one to describe because when you lay out the plot, It's almost misleading. It's not about a boy does this and then this thing happens. It's not about that. It really is these eight characters who are beautifully written, three-dimensional characters from the smallest airtime to the largest airtime, who everyone is going to relate to, one if not more of them, in situations where they feel alone, where they feel not seen, and they're just trying to find each other. Like, yes, there is a letter. The letter has fallen into the wrong hands, and Evan finds himself, caught in this lie that came from a place of trying to help other people, and that snowballed out of control. Like, that's the plot, I guess. But it's not about what happens. Like, that happens so early on that you think, well, from here on in, it's just people reacting to this reality and trying to find each other.
The music and lyrics are by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, with a book by Stephen Levinson. And Benj has talked about the fact that this is really an original story that came from a high school experience when a student in his high school had died, and many of the classmates were trying to claim like status and attention for having been connected to him. And that's that storyline that you're talking about, Jesse. But really, isn't this show about feeling connected and moving from the outside of life or the outside of the rest of the world to somehow getting in, belonging? Yeah,
totally.
Very much. I think especially in this age of social media, you would think how connected we are on the internet would make us feel less alone, but I think it's become the opposite. It's this tool that it's really easy. If you're sitting there alone on your couch and you're feeling alone, it is so easy to pull open your phone and prove it and go, wow, here's proof that everybody else is living this perfect life. And that's made us feel more alone than ever. And so I think that's why this musical speaks to now. Because in this world, how do we reach out for connection? When we are going through something difficult, how do we open up about it? And how do we ask for help?
Stephen, you've just beautifully set up a song clip that we're going to listen to. This is the song Waving Through a Window. And I think with what you just said and the lyrics to this music, a lot more will be said about the show.
On the outside, always looking in, will I ever be more than I've always been? Cause I'm tap, tap, tapping on the glass, waving through a window. I try to speak, but nobody can hear. So I wait around for an answer to appear. While I'm watch, watch, watching people pass, I'm waving through a window. Can anybody see? Is anybody waving back at me?
So, Heidi, I want to get back to Heidi. I called you Heidi, Jesse.
We're close.
Jessica E. Sherman. But Heidi goes through this struggle that parents go through in high school anyway with their teenagers, the parent-teenager relationship. In this show, though, it's really authentic from the parent's side of the anger and the frustration. So tell me the arc of the parental experience that you get to live in Dear Evan Hansen.
Well, Heidi, I think fundamentally Heidi is just trying so hard. She's just trying, and she can't do everything. No one can. And she's juggling all the, she's a single mom, working all the time and trying and studying in the evenings to try and get a better job. And, she just misses cues. And her and Evan have always been very close. They've always had this close relationship. So when he says he's okay, she goes, okay. And off she goes to juggle the balls some more.
And when he has a broken arm and he's a senior in high school and he isn't sure about going into school, you give him really corny advice.
Some very corny advice. But, you know, she does. She puts him in therapy. He's got this therapist. She's trying to tick the boxes. She's looked into what to do and it says to do this. And so she's gone and done that thing. And then he says he's OK. And the therapist says he's doing his things and he's writing these letters and it's going to be OK. And she goes, OK, that's taken care of. I can do other things. And so it's that feeling of just missing right, or you know, things don't fit neatly into the box that makes everything better, and it's you have to go back to the listening, and you have to figure out how to make that time work and how to make that connection happen.
She wants you to get your cast signed, and mm-hmm. as the relationship goes on, it kind of just breaks, doesn't it, Stephen?
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, it's. I think that Evan has spent a long time, you know, his dad wasn't present. His dad left when he was pretty young. And so I think Evan has gotten really used to pretending that everything's okay for his mom. He sees how hard she's working. She's trying to run around spinning all these plates. And if I were to tell you the depths of the difficulty that I'm going through, would it be too much for you? Is it too much for your plate? Like, how can I just make your life easier? And so
isn't
I think,
that something about these times, though, that kids are worried about how much they can actually mm-hmm. say or lay on their parents because their parents' state of existence or sanity seems fragile, too?
Very mm-hmm. probably, yeah. And I think also there's a sense, and it's one of the things I love the most about this, the experience of watching Dear Evan Hansen, you know, not as a teen. This is not a show just for teens. But I know my father came and watched it, and he suddenly had all these questions about social media. How does this work? How does that work? What does it mean when this goes on, when this goes viral? Explain that to me. It's starting those conversations as much as, you know, the more difficult personal ones as well, but also explain to me, I don't understand the significance of something bad about you going on the internet, which I didn't grow up with either. Thank goodness, you know, my childhood embarrassments aren't on the internet. I don't know how I would have handled it. Mm. And a show like this, I think, really shows that how important that is for
Before teens. We get away from this kind of parent-child relationship, I want to play a clip from the song Good For You. And this is really the Heidi Hansen moment and big song, even though Evan is part of it. But just listen to what happens in these lyrics, the tone of this song, and this parent's frustration.
So you found a place where the grass is greener, and you jump the fence to the other side. Is it good? Are they giving you a world I could never provide? Well, I hope you're proud of your big decision. Yeah, I hope it's all that you want and more. Now you're free from the agonizing life you were you need to say so that you get to walk away. It would kill you to have to stay trapped when you've got something new. Well, I'm sorry I had it rough, and I'm sorry I'm not enough. Thank God they rescued you. So you got what you always wanted, so you got your dream come true. Good for you, good for you, you, you. Got a taste of a life so perfect.
What a song of power there. And listening to Jessie here on the radio, you will not know how she can belt, right, Stephen?
She's sweet. She may look sweet, but she gets angry.
Dear Evan Hansen opens tonight in Sacramento at the beautifully renovated Memorial Auditorium. It continues through January 26th. I'm talking with Stephen Christopher Anthony, who is Evan Hansen in the show. Jessica E. Sherman is his mom, Heidi Hansen. It's a U.S. debut for you, Jessie, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Spending most of your time in Canada.
And in the U.K.
And the U.K. Mm-hmm. And for Stephen, after Book of Mormon. And you did a national tour before, though, for a different show.
I did. I toured with Catch Me If You Can right out of school.
Yeah. So this is a big role to step into. Time magazine wrote about this show saying, your character, Evan Hansen, is a boy who's so bound up by anxiety and loneliness that he makes mistakes he can't fix and gets stuck in the quicksand of social media adulation. I know you can already gather that from our conversation, but the article goes on to say, The show is cathartic and real and often so funny that it's hard to believe that the catalytic event is the suicide of a kid we barely meet. That's a clue to the scope of emotions here. I don't want to miss that this is a really hilarious show. Stephen?
I think that's one of the best surprises that people have. They know, I think, the depths of the show and the emotional content of it, and they're really surprised to find that it's hilarious. But to me, that's kind of your classic bait and switch. You know what I mean? The show is funny because that's how we ease you in. That's how we make you really love these characters and root for them, because they are doing their best and they are really awkward sometimes.
How much time have I spent here with you? 10, 12 minutes? I'm already thinking that you're Evan. I have to keep reminding myself that you're Stephen. So let's wrap this up with a bit of chat about the very last song, You Will Be Found. It closes the first act, which in musicals is already, you know, the really big everybody together on stage song. Mm-hmm. But it's also the anthem of the show. So your thoughts about it, Jesse?
I'm moved by it every time. It really is a song where everyone's brought together. It's beautifully written. It's lovely to listen to, but I think anthem is the right word. It's the anthem for the song, for the show.
And
it's also the first time Evan lets his walls down. He spent the whole show going, everything's fine. Nobody look at me. There's no problems here. I'm fine. And then in an auditorium full of his entire school, he finally breaks down and says, you know what? I'm having a really hard time. I know this kid who lost his life, who took his own life, was having a hard time. He wasn't the only one. And I know there are others like me who are sitting out here in this auditorium who have felt what I'm going through. And because he shares it so honestly, it becomes this viral sensation. This is sort of where the huge mistake that he's made becomes an internet sensation.
Well, thank you for walking in here and being as honest as you have, too. I think the show opens a lot of windows to people in a lot of different places in their life, a lot of different ages and experiences, who can find a connection.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good luck with the run, opening night tonight. Thank you so much, Jesse, for joining us.
Pleasure.
Here, too.
Thank you for having us.
Stephen Christopher Anthony is Evan Hansen. Jessica E. Sherman is Heidi Hansen. The touring Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen opens tonight in Sacramento at the Memorial Auditorium. It continues through January 26th. We will post a link that has some of the great music that's become so popular, some of the videos and ticket information. And I'm going to say that's insight for today and close out the show so that we can hear some of these lyrics in this beautiful song, You Will Be Found. I'm Beth Ruyak. You can find continuing events from Washington online at capradio.org. Thanks for joining us. And from Dear Evan Hansen, here is You Will Be Found. Yeah.
you will be found.